This summer's must-read mystery is Meredith Adamo's Not Like Other Girls. A girl's search for her missing classmate digs up dangerous secrets in this unputdownable feminist thriller, perfect for fans of Veronica Mars and A Good Girl's Guide to Murder.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today.
Further charges have been brought in relation to that extraordinary incident that took place in a restaurant in Blanchardstown on Christmas Eve, which has resulted in two deaths. We're joined by Conor Laddie, security and crime editor of the Irish Times. Tell us about the latest charges brought today, please, Conor.
Yeah, so as you say, Matt, there was obviously one person charged before now in relation to the murder of Tristan Sherry in Brown's Steakhouse in Blanchardstown on Christmas Eve. Two more suspects were detained on Wednesday and they've appeared before the court today. One of those is an 18-year-old man called David Amma and the other man is 26-year-old Wayne Deegan. Now, David Amma has been charged with the murder of Tristan Sherry and Wayne Deegan has been charged with causing him with assaulting him. So obviously that brings to three now the number of people who are charged in relation to the murder of Tristan Sherry. And as we know, he was the 26-year-old man who was involved in the attack at the restaurant at about 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
Are there likely to be more charges brought, particularly those who may have helped Sherry go to the restaurant to carry out his attack on Jason Hennessy?
Yeah, so as you say, we've got two separate inquiries now. One is into the killing of Tristan Sherry, and that has obviously, you know, moved along at a pretty quick pace. There was very high-grade CCTV available from inside that restaurant, so that has aided that portion of the inquiry. Jason Hennessy died obviously yesterday in hospital, and now there's a murder inquiry trying to establish who killed him. We obviously know that Tristan Sherry was one of the men who was involved in that attack, but the guards also believe there were various other people involved, at least one of whom was on the premises as well and was armed. So there's a group of men that Gardaí believe were involved in targeting Jason Hennessy. So that murder inquiry is underway now. I think that aspect of this whole episode will be harder to solve, but Gardaí will have a fairly good idea who Tristan Sherry's partners in crime were, so they do have a head start in that sense, and I think we can probably expect a breakthrough in those inquiries in the coming weeks.
What about the missing machine pistol which Sherry had used and which apparently jammed as he was using it?
Yeah, that doesn't seem to have turned up as of yet, and I suppose the Gardaí will be trying to establish, was that taken by people who were actually with Tristan Sherry on the night, or did somebody else who was in the restaurant at the time take that firearm? Obviously, that's a very powerful gun, and, you know, irrespective of where it is now, it's obviously in the wrong hands. So Gardaí will be very keen to try and get their hands on that again. And, you know, that will form part of the inquiry that's now underway into the murder of Jason Hennessy following his death 24 hours ago.
Has Tristan Sherry's funeral taken place yet?
Tristan Sherry's funeral hasn't taken place. Sometimes with these things, the families don't, you know, publicise these plans in advance, and us in the media, we get very short notice of them. And obviously tensions around this are running very, very high. We've got two men dead. The incident that happened in the restaurant on Christmas Eve was, you know, was a very, I suppose, violent episode. And, you know, tensions will be running high. There has been a feud in the background of all of this, really, over the last 5 or 6 years between some of these men. So, you know, that violence and that tension between the rival factions here was already quite bad before we had the event on Christmas Eve, and now with one man dead on both sides of that feud, you know, tensions will be high. Certainly when these funerals take place, both of Tristan Sherry and of Jason Hennessy, you know, the on Garda Síochána generally tends to risk assess these events. They'll put in place a policing plan, and you will generally have, you know, uniform Garda up front, and they're the people that are visible on the streets on the day, and then you'll have all kinds of, you know, backup, including armed Gardaí, in the general area. So funeral details we don't know yet, but we do know that when they take place, there will be Garda operations in place on those days.
Yeah, you'd be hopeful that those will be policed successfully and that there won't be further violence, but how difficult is it going to be for the Gardaí to try and ensure that nothing else happens belatedly as a result of people trying to take revenge because of what happened here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the funerals of gun crime victims generally are not marked by violence. So, as you say, Matt, that won't be the primary concern. The real concern is what happens now in the period ahead. As I say, this feud has really gone on for several years now. There has been a round of, you know, things like drive-by shootings, petrol bombings, stabbings and so on. But they've all been non-fatal attacks until now. But obviously the attack on Christmas if it has changed all of that, and there are two men dead in very, you know, unusual and very violent circumstances. And generally what happens with these gangland disputes that have been going on for a while, once you get one person killed in an attack, the ante is generally upped from that point onwards. So certainly the guards that I've spoken to are very fearful that, you know, these two murders now will lead to a real escalation in this feud. And really the guards are going to have to put people under surveillance, you know, put on things like extra Garda patrols in key areas just to try and keep a lid on this feud now. But it's a very worrying picture now.
Thank you very much for joining us. Conor Lally, Security and Crime Editor of the Irish Times.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.